We were curious about the book Waiitu was reading there, the one with the title Bagba, meaning corruption. I mean, who writes a children's book about corruption? We called up the author, Robtel Nijepele. She's a Liberian academic and activist, as well as an author, and she's currently a senior researcher at the University of Oxford's International Migration Institute. Robtel, thanks for joining us. What happens in Bagba? What's the plot?
Essentially, it's a book about twin characters, Sandema and Sandega, who live in the port city of Buchanan, where my mother's family is from. And they leave Buchanan to visit their aunt and uncle in Monrovia. And along the way, they have a series of experiences that remind them of this word, Bagba. It's a Bassa language word that means trickery. I won't give too much away because I think it's a story that a lot of people will want to read. And it resonates with not only Liberian children, but children across the world. It's a universal tale about ethics, accountability, and integrity.
I read the book, and what's interesting is the children observe a sequence of interactions that illustrate corruption, basically.
Sure. And people often ask me, what's the inspiration for the two kids? They're essentially my niece and my nephew, Courage and Chrisetta Pabai, who are incredibly precocious. They ask questions. They don't take a no for an answer. And these kids are children who interrogate corruption in many ways because they've had the foundation in Buchanan with their parents who constantly remind them about what it means to be accountable not only to their communities but also to their nation.
Why do you think it's important that Liberian kids hear and read a story about corruption?
It's entrenched in Liberian society. It's a facet of everyday human interaction, unfortunately. And so it's not just about government or public sector graft. It happens in every single sector of Liberia. And I think if children begin to identify different means and ways that corruption affects society in a negative way, then hopefully the next generation will do things differently. That's my inspiration, and I hope that that will happen.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from kids themselves in Liberia?
The children love the story. First of all, they recognize street names. They recognize fruit names. They recognize things that they see on a day-to-day basis. They also like the fact that there's a girl and boy. So it resonates with both girls and boys in the country. I've done readings with children across Monrovia, Liberia's capital. And before I start to actually read the story to the students, I ask them, have you seen Bagba in your communities or in your school or in your church or in your mosque? And it's astounding that these kids are incredibly astute. They can identify forms of Bagba or corruption across their own experiences, which is quite frightening. But I think, if children begin to identify these acts as corrupt practices, and hopefully my goal is that they will subvert that in their adulthood and do things slightly differently.
I'm curious what the reaction is of their parents and teachers since they've dealt with corruption and observed it for much longer. Do they have a different reaction to the book?
What's interesting is that some of the adults are implicated. So when I did the readings with the kids, many of them told about adults in their lives who are engaged in corrupt practices. So it's an interesting sort of tense-filled experience. But, you know, often people talk about the fact that the book exposes corruption through the eyes of 8-year-old twins. So I think adults recognize that perhaps if children begin to talk about these things, they might embarrass them into doing the right thing.
When I read it, by the end of it, I wasn't sure whether the twins' aunt was actually corrupt or not corrupt.
That's a story for the sequel.
Okay. What other huge abstract topics would you like to see kids get to read about, especially in West Africa?
I would like to see more stories about ethics beyond the corruption. I think there needs to be a conversation about what it means to have integrity and what it means to be an ethical person in society today. We've had folk tales that use anthropomorphic characters, and I'd like to see human characters in these storybooks that children, again, can see themselves. And that resonates with their own experience, as Waiitu set out to do with one more book.
I understand Bagba, the book, now has a theme song. How did that come about?
So I applied for and secured a grant from the Open Society Initiative for West Africa. And a part of the grant initiative was to adapt the book into a song as well as a video. And so I partnered with Liberia's premier hip-co musician, Takunje, to do a video and song adaptation. So the song is called Bagba is Corruption, and it was released in February in video form by Takunje. We're so excited because it's gotten rave reviews and people are dancing along to the song, but also, again, having that national conversation about how corruption affects us negatively, politically, socially, and economically.
Robtel Nijepele is a Liberian academic and activist, and she's the author of the book Bagba, which means corruption, and it's a kid's book for West Africans. Thanks, Robtel.
Thank you. Bagba is getting too much. Say
love to corruption.